Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We have a premiere of Yamazomi Liberator. This one's supposed to be dark, but isn't it pretty jaunty? Like, this whole thing, man, it has me kind of jamming a little bit. It doesn't seem like the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, but it, you know, it does get a little crazy, because it is a corruption game. So we gotta take all these nice little girls and turn them into raging coon sluts. Because that's literally the idea. And of course, you know, I've gotta do that voice. So I don't know if there's ladies that watch this shit. And if so, you're crazy. But I mean that in a good way. A good crazy. So, let me shut up and let's continue. Oh, by the way, this is a direct sequel to Yamazomi Revenger. So, if you haven't, like I haven't, if you haven't finished Yamazomi Revenger, you probably want to go do that before you watch this video, because you might get spoiled on some things. It seems to have a lot of the same waifus. There's some missing, but other than that, it should be a lot of fun. Everything seems cool. Let's check the config real quick. Text, let's see, 8 scenes. Oh, one a little. I think that's cool. I can feel death waiting for me in the depths of the tenebrous darkness. By the way, I have a little bit of a cold, so, you know, bear with me. It's that time of year. I have exhausted every last iota of my strength. It's a miracle I'm even standing. My entire body trembles, my very soul screaming not to advance. But even so, we're counting on you, Hiromi. We believe in you, hero. Go for it, Hiromi. So, this must have been after he befriended all the girls and now they consider him a hero. Spurred on by the cheering of my companions, I rush forward. Demon Lord, this ends here! And plunge the shining sword of legend into the nucleus of the darkness. Yeah, well done, hero, but I won't be defeated with nothing to show for it. I will be taking you with me. Ha! Oh shit, she's planning to self-destruct. And thus my adventure comes to an end. Womp womp womp. Please wake up, Hiromi the hero. A pleasant voice rouses me into consciousness. As I open my eyes, I'm met with beautiful scenery, ethereal, even divine. Ah, guess I must have died. I was caught up in a gigantic explosion. It only stands to reason. No. You're not dead. I teleported you here at the moment of the blast. Is everyone else okay? I hope none of them were seriously injured. Worry not. I made sure to protect them. Man. And after I proposed that we all live together once the journey was over, though I suppose I didn't get a response. The vibes, at least, were positive. Excuse me. Here I was, looking forward to our wonderful harem life. I vowed to make all of them happy. The moment I think happiness is within my grasp, it slips away. Whether it be on Earth or in a fantasy world. Why must it always turn out this way? As I said, you're not dead! Whoa, what the? The sudden shout jerks me out of my reverie. I turn towards the voice and see a girl looking at me with an angry look on her face. But hey, she's cute. Her aura of holiness is somehow familiar. Right, she's the one I met when I was summoned to this world as a hero. Ninia, what are you doing here?
私が魔王の呪縛からあなたを救った女神ニニアです。
Yes, I'd be Ninia.
今まで気づいてなかったんですか?
The goddess who just saved you from the demon lord's explosion. Did you seriously not notice me? Yeah, sorry. So I'm not dead?
はい、お仲間の方々も無事ですよ。ハルオミさんがここにいることは知りませんが、彼女たちは勇者ハルオミの魔王討伐を国に伝え、
Correct. And your companions are also safe. They don't know your whereabouts, but they have told the kingdom that you, the hero, triumphed over the demon lord. And are awaiting my return, yeah? Nope. They're living happily with their partners back in their homelands. Dun, dun, dun. Huh? Partners? Am I hearing that correctly? They are living out their days in peace with gratitude for you in their hearts. Oh, such a wonderful conclusion. You were able to ensure their happiness. Oh boy, I'm sure he's happy about that. But where's the woman for me? Nothing wonderful about it. What about our promise?You said you didn't get a response, so I'm not sure you can really call it much of a promise. Besides, they don't seem to have thought of you as anything more than a friend. Because of course they did. Just a friend? Damn, you got friends though, and they literally used the fucking term.I lost count of the number of times I was friend-zoned back on Earth. And you're telling me it's happened here too? The entire past year we spent fighting the Demon Lord, I was working hard to raise everyone's affection levels equally. I thought for sure I was on the harem route, and now you're telling me they only saw me as a friend? Just a friend? If you ask me, it's precisely because you approach it that way that you didn't make it any further. You're just Ken, mate. Were you always like this? Either way, this topic doesn't seem productive, so I'd like to move on to what we actually need to discuss.After hearing a very exasperated sigh, Ninia adjusts her posture, looking me in the eyes. The atmosphere shifts and there's an undeniable sense of ceremony. My own back straightens. And what would that be?
勇者ハルオミ、あなたは私の求めに応じ、魔王クロトエリス討伐の大役を見事に成し遂げました。
Haromi the Hero, you have fulfilled my request and defeated the Demon Lord Kuroto Eris, ruler of darkness and corruption. Remember, Eris means chaos, but she's the goddess of chaos. A most splendid achievement. Though many heroes have felled her in the past, Eris possesses an immortal soul.And thus she has reincarnated across countless worlds, wreaking havoc in each. She's been quite the thorn in my side. However, you have defeated her wholly and utterly. I can no longer sense any trace of her. For the first time in countless years, my heart is at peace.I offer you my sincerest thanks, Haromi. I was just doing what was right. Nina breaks into a dazzling smile and my heart jumps in my chest. She certainly is attractive as one would expect from a goddess. If I had to choose between beautiful or cute, though, I'd pin her as cute. And this cute little goddess manages this entire world herself, even amid countless trials and tribulations.What a good girl she is. That alone is enough to make me want to make her my wife and shower her in happiness. But that's not all. Boy, that outfit of hers really is something else. I suppose it's befitting of a goddess, the sort of thing you might see a Greek goddess wearing, but to say it's revealing would be an understatement. Oh, come on, it's not that revealing. It raises a certain question, one of utmost importance. She's not wearing anything underneath, right? God, I can't seem to get a good angle. Excuse me, Harumi? Are you listening? Yeah, I definitely wasn't staring at anything. Allow me to ask again, Harumi the hero. What is your wish? My wish? Yes. You probably don't remember after such a lengthy adventure, but when I first summoned you, we made a pact. I beseech you, assume the role of hero and defeat the Demon Lord. Should you succeed, I shall grant you one wish. Right, I remember now. At the time, I was so excited by the light novel's development and Ninia's body that I wasn't really paying close attention. You have managed to fulfill my request. So it is only fair I hold up my end of the bargain. What's your wish? I can really wish for anything I want? Correct. As a goddess, I can grant any wish, wealth, status, power, anything you want. You could also ask for a return to your own world. Oh, wait. So I have to use up my wish to return? It's not like a package deal? Recently, there's been a rise in the number of people wishing to remain in the world they were summoned to, so we split returning home into its own option. What is this, a travel plan? You're the one who summoned me here without my permission. Unfortunately, I must abide by the rules. I hate bureaucracy. So what do? If I spend my wish on going home, I might as well have done all the work here for free. Should I stay here too? Sounds like I could use my wish to acquire my harem. No, I think I'll refrain. She did say that they're all living happily. If I were to strip them of their current lives and force them into a harem, I would be the only one happy. A harem isn't exactly something you wish for anyway. And I'd be lying if I said I didn't want to return home to the earth. There are people I want to see again. There's gotta be something I can wish for that would get me home and have me rewarded for my efforts. Ah. Yeah, there is. It's staring me in the eyes right now. Have you decided what you're gonna wish for? Yes, I have. Glad to hear it. I must admit that it's convenient for me that you've decided so quickly. So what is your wish? Harumi the hero. I wish for... After taking a deep breath, I blurted out. You, Ninia, to come to Earth with me. Understep... What? Ah? Excuse me, Harumi. You're my type, you see. I want to make you my wife. But I also aspire to have a harem of beautiful women back on Earth. That's just like old Rance, right? Your wife? If you have such aspirations, then return to Earth and grant them on your own. I have no intention of taking part in any sort of harem. That's where I had my flash of inspiration. If I can't stay here, then I'll simply have you come with me. We'll call this a Copernican Revolution, a perfect solution born from the brains of top academics. You absolute fool! Just what in the devil is your problem, you harem-headed hero? You're not permitted to take a goddess with you. Your wish is invalid. but I'll make you happy, he says. I find that hard to believe, given how you can't stop running your mouth about this harem nonsense. Your wish will be to return to Earth, understood? Come on, you said I could wish for anything. Whoa, I'm floating and getting sucked into something. Nidia waves her wand with all her might and a portal opens before me. On the other side, I see a very familiar town. My body is slowly but surely sucked towards it. I do feel you deserve some sort of reward, so I shall send you home just a few days after I summon you here. Thank you for your service. I'll never forget you. Don't forget to write. Actually, don't write ever. I can tell you plan on forgetting me the second this portal is closed. Let this be a lesson to you. As for too much, and you shall receive nothing. I bid you farewell. This is a scam! I'm sucked through this portal and my consciousness begins to fade. To think the hero would harbor such desires. Who's that? Where have I heard that voice before? Yes, those desires shall serve me well. Uh-oh. Oh, my head's going blank. Thus concludes my adventure in another world. I've always yearned to be part of a group, to be surrounded by others. My father died before I knew him, and my mother worked long hours to support us. I couldn't stand to be alone. I developed a bit of a talent for striking up conversations with other kids my age and becoming friends. I enjoy being with everyone. I enjoy it when everyone is happy. So I did my best to get along with everyone, to please everyone. Alas, it doesn't take much for relationships to crumble. What did you say? You looking for a fight? I don't remember what caused it, but a fight broke out and split our group into two. As the people pleaser, I was of course on good terms with the leaders of both groups. Haromi, whose side are you on? That wasn't a decision I could make. I wanted to be friends with everyone. Even now, I still think, what if? What if I had remained firm in my resolve to get along with everyone, even should I be lambasted as cowardly for it? What if I had the force of will to stop trying to please everyone and allow myself to be selfish? And what if I had the power to realize my selfish desire of making everyone happy? If I had, then perhaps... No, shut up! I'm roused from slumber by the irritating yet very nostalgic sound of my alarm. Acting on years of ingrained instinct, I nigh automatically extend a hand to my phone, silencing the alarm before tossing it onto my bed. That was quite the odd dream. The dream I was having right before I woke up was just about my own past. Nothing terribly exceptional about it. No, what was odd was the dream before that. Getting summoned to another world to become the hero and defeat the Demon Lord. What am I, some sort of isekai aficionado? It felt oddly real somehow. I can clearly recall the details of it, and it honestly feels as if I really did just get home from an adventure. Man, I was so close to having a harem. Guess dreams do tend to end right when it's getting good. Now, I do gotta say one thing. When I was a young man growing up, having a harem of women was never something I was into. Like, that was just not something that we thought about. There was like, oh, I'll have this one gorgeous woman, right? And she'll be my wife and we'll have kids. Like, that's literally what we thought about. It wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna have all the women. Because that just, it didn't sound feasible. It sounded ridiculous. But now these young men, let me get all the women. I mean, they all want to get up in the morning and be Rance. But you gotta be Rance to get what Rance has. Which, it's insane and extremely powerful. Things that actually work in getting a real harem, by the way. Either way, I must take umbrage at that ending. That goddess sure was sexy. How sexy was she? Her outfit left nothing to the imagination. Not her silky skin, nor her shapely tits. And while I never quite got a good look, I'm sure she wasn't wearing anything at all underneath it. If I was just gonna wake up anyway, I should have had my way with her. But man, where did I see a character dressed quite that slutty? I don't like the way that line is. But man, where did I see a character dressed quite that slutty? It just doesn't work. The quite doesn't need to be there. I feel certain that I'd remember a design like that if I'd seen it in a light novel or Arrowgate. As I ponder that thought, my phone once again begins to make noise and vibrate. That's strange, I swore I turned off the alarm. Oh, someone's calling me! Since I almost never hear my ringtone, I thought it was my alarm for a second. I quickly grab my phone and check who's calling. It's from Shoukan Academy, the school I go to. Why would the school be contacting me? Feeling a tinge of suspicion, I accept the call. Hello, this is Sahara. I'm sorry for calling so suddenly. I'm Sakura Miya. Okay. I'm Sakura Miya Hiyori, a classmate of Sahara Hiromi. Sahara? Sahara? I don't know. It's a desert. We're on the student council together. Is Hiromi home? Hiromi would be me. Sakura Miya? What's up? On the other end of the line is the familiar voice of my classmate. What do you mean, what's up? Have you not left yet? Didn't we arrange to meet in the student council room at 10 today? Well, yeah, I haven't left. I thought the student council thing wasn't until Monday. I'm a member of the student council. There's a school assembly on Tuesday after the end of our holiday break, so we plan to make preparations the preceding Monday. And for those of you guys that don't know how this game works, it's not too dissimilar from Persona. You have different days and different girls that you kind of visit. Like, it has a full-on game screen. Like, it's not just all VN. And you click on the different girls to do different things with them, and then at night you'll fight them, and you'll corrupt them. So, you interact with them by day, Persona-style, VN-style, dating sim-style, whatever you want to call it, and then at night, you're fighting. That's usually how the game works. But our break just started yesterday. There should be more than a few days remaining until Monday. Did you lose track of time during the break? As a member of student council, you need to monitor your time more stringently. I am monitoring my time. Our break started yesterday. Did you hit your head or something? Sahara-kun, today is Monday. We resume school tomorrow, so pull yourself together. Sakura Miya heaves a sigh and lays into me. Huh? Hold on a second here. My eyes drift across the digital clock atop my desk. In addition to being a clock, it also functions as a calendar. As such, the current day is displayed. And it's Monday! It's telling me a new week has already begun, literally as plain as day. It's already Monday? Where did my break go? Don't ask me. And it's already past 10, so get your butt to school right now. Alright, sorry, I'm on my way. Just what the hell is happening? I have no recollection of our entire break. Was I asleep this whole time? No way, that's not possible. What year is it? Whatever, I gotta hurry. After throwing some clothes on, I dash out of the house. Shoukan Private Academy. founded with the objective of educating the future leaders of Japan. It is an elite school with many politicians and business leaders, which, rather, many politicians and business leaders have graduated from. While it once only accepted students from noble backgrounds, these days anyone's accepted as long as they display talent. Can't sit on your ass and go to that school. Though, with the exception of scholarship students, attending Shōkan requires both prodigious wealth and academic ability. As such, though it is technically now open to the public, it remains a school for the elite, attended primarily by heirs and heiresses of wealthy estates. Since today is still a holiday, there's nary a student on campus. However, I do come across several teachers making preparations for tomorrow's assembly. It looks like it really is the last day of our break. I proceed down the hallway, soon arriving at my destination, the student council room. It is here that Shōkan Academy Council, excuse me, damn. It is here that Shōkan Academy Student Council conducts its activities. So, how do I handle this? It is now 11 a.m. Though I rushed here after getting off the phone, I've ended up being a full hour late. Well, guess I just have to apologize. Not like I can try to explain that the break literally passed me by. Come on in. Thank you. I step into the student council room. Though modern technology has been introduced over time, the interior design of Shōkan remains true to its origins as a learning ground for aristocrats, not aristocrats, we're not Disney here. Both the hallways and classrooms retain the same elegance as they possessed when the school was open. The student council room is particularly fancy, spacious enough to double as a reception area, and filled with exquisitely crafted furniture. The room itself possesses a dignified aura. It could be considered the purest representation of Shōkan's heritage. As I enter, Sakura Mia looks up from the documents that she's been reviewing. You are exactly 1 hour late, Hiromi-kun. This is Sakura Hiyori. Damn, can we not talk today? This is Sakura Mia Hiyori. Like me, she's a second-year student. She also happens to be vice president of the student council. Coming from a line of politicians, she is a refined young lady and has attended Shōkan from a young age. She comports herself in a dignified manner befitting the elegant decor of the student council room. If I hadn't gotten into Shōkan on a scholarship and studied my ass off to join the student council, then I'd never even have come into contact with someone of her status. What are you spacing out for? Are you not fully awake yet? No, it's just, it's been a while since I last saw you. A while? What's gotten into you? Our break was only a few days long. Yeah, I know, but it just feels like it's been ages since we've last seen each other. It was technically less than a few days for me since I woke up and boom, it was Monday. But nevertheless, I find myself examining Sakura Mia's face as though it's been a year or more since I last saw her. Man, she really is stunning. Do the two of us really belong to the same species? If you were to tell me that she was an angel who descended upon the earth to protect it from evil, I'd believe you. Good lord, sir. Calm it down a little bit. Why are you staring at me like that? Don't tell me you're having lecherous thoughts! How dare you, you lecherer! That's quite an unfortunate unfortunate misunderstanding. Well, I did think for a moment that she looked pretty good strung up by tentacles. I mean, you know, we have that thought from time to time. Just letting the ladies know. Really? Yeah, the tentacles would be that's not what she was agreeing to. Really? I was just thinking about how cute you are. Sakura Mia immediately turns beet red. She's blushing so fiercely, I'm surprised it's not making a sound. She's apparently had quite the sheltered upbringing. She has no tolerance for talks of romance or being praised by men.
S- s- s-
Sahara-kun, how can you say that I'm cute so flippantly? Didn't I tell you before it's disrespectful for a man to say that to a lady he's not even dating? There shouldn't be a problem. You girls on the student council are my harem, so I can compliment you all I like, he says, with the brevity of rants. Absolutely not. So you know, none of us have agreed to this harem business. Such a depraved state of affairs must never come to pass. Sheesh. If you're gonna show up late just to spew nonsense, then feel free to head right back out that door. I'm sorry, there can be no excuse for my tardiness. I got a little carried away. It's Sakura Mia's fault for being such a... for being so much fun to tease. Of course, I'm not lying about finding her cute, but for now, we'd better move on. I apologize to Sakura Mia and sit down on the sofa opposite her, where I begin poring over the same... That's not the way to spell poring. Over the same documents she was when I came in. Well, I'm just glad nothing happened to you. Are you saying that you were worried about me? As a fellow student council officer, of course I was. What's with that grin? Are you honestly remorseful for your tardiness? More than you can know. I do genuinely feel bad for making her worry, but at the same time, the thought of her worrying for my well-being makes me grin like a doofus. You know, it's unusual for you to forget about plans like this. Are you feeling alright? No, I'm fine. Sorry for making you worry. It's just like... I went to sleep and woke up, only to find that the entire break had gone by. And you're telling me you're fine? Please get it together, Sahara-kun. As an officer of this student council, you need to act as an example for the rest of the student body. Hey, don't lump me in with you. I'm just a lowly worker drone. I just work here, lady. It doesn't matter what one's role is. In any case, excuse me, Sahara-kun, you are the top student. We can't have your grades be slipping because of poor lifestyle habits. I'll be careful. The Shoukan Academy Student Council has two rather odd ways of selecting its officers. Whoever receives the highest score on the end of year exam is awarded the opportunity to become an officer. We call this the top student position. It seems the system was established to reward young people with great aspirations for the future regardless of their background. After studying my ass off for the end of year exam, I managed to earn my current position on the student council. By the way, has the rest of my harem, have the others not arrived yet? As I said, we are not your that. Did you not hear? Today is just the two of us. Everyone else is tied up with other obligations. Oh yeah, I think you did mention that. The other method of getting into the student council is being voted in by the student body, the Vox Populi position. This method exists to select those worthy of leading a new generation of future leaders, those with the charisma to win the hearts of the public. Since the student council decides how things will go for the year, typically this does result in the best and brightest candidates being selected. Of course, charisma alone does not suffice to win people over. One's status in society inevitably plays a role. As such, it is vanishingly rare for anyone to be selected for this position, other than female students of good looks and high social standing. And so we have the current makeup of the student council, myself the sole guy selected for my academic performance, with everyone else being a girl selected via popular vote. In other words, the student council is my harem. I worked long and hard to win this entourage of prim, proper, and rich young ladies. I was hoping to see everyone for the first time in a while. School resumes tomorrow. You can see them then. Let's get as much done as we can before noon, alright? It would of course be the ideal if they all dropped everything and came running to see me, but I suppose Rome was not built in a day. Making up for lost time, I joined Secura Mia in reviewing documents. Secura Mia and I head to the cafeteria to get some lunch. I normally make my own lunch, but there wasn't exactly time for that today. So I guess the cafeteria stays open during breaks. I never used it, so I didn't realize. It's not like the school is totally empty during breaks after all. They keep the cafeteria open for teachers and students who have club activities. Shao Kahn employs a full-time chief who ensures that cafeteria patrons are never hurting for options. Meals are prepared using only the finest ingredients, and the food itself is on par with that of a 5-star restaurant, or so I hear. I've never been to a 5-star restaurant, so I'm lacking the context for that comparison. I'm thinking of having the chef's pasta of the day. Well, damn. I'll have the rice. No, the curry and rice. I swipe my student ID through the offer and place my order. Soon after, my meal arrives. Bing! By the way, I don't have to pay anything, immediately at least. Secura Mia and I take our trays and look for a table. Of course, given that we're still on break, we more or less have the cafeteria to ourselves. Hiyori? And Sahara? As I ponder where to sit, I hear a voice from behind. Instantly, an alarm goes off in my head and I feel a shiver go down my spine. I turn in place only to find exactly the person I expect. She also happens to be holding a tray. Yo, Takamine, long time no see. Ichika-chan, what's up? Hey, Hiyori, I'm glad you're doing well. And Sahara, as usual, you don't look like you're up to any good. Do you require some discipline again today? Have we forgotten about innocent until proven guilty? For the record, I've done absolutely nothing today that would attract your ire. Nothing today? This pretty but woefully impolite young lady here is Takamine Ichika. She is the head of Shoukan Academy's disciplinary committee, and my nemesis. Her father is the superintendent general of the Metropolitan Police. Wow. And as such, she's a real stickler for the rules. The rules are not made to be broken! She's had her eye on me ever since I entered the academy. You have a history of being guilty, always raising a ruckus with the president about harems and whatever other nonsense. As head of discipline, I must be ever watchful of you. Being a member of the student council does not mean you can ignore proper decorum. Takamine glares at me as if daring me to try something. I do find her attractive in a different way from Secura Mia. Her sharp eyes and stern demeanor lend her a beauty all her own. If this were an eroge, it would probably be real satisfying to bend her to my will, so to speak. Uh-oh. I don't like the way you're looking at me. Your thoughts right now are surely most indecent. I'm not thinking anything at all. The two of us are just here today to prepare for the assembly tomorrow, so I think Sahara-kun will keep himself under control. Don't worry, I'll keep an eye on him. Very well, Hiyori. I will defer to your judgment. Maybe because she's so watchful of me, but Takamine always seems to know when I'm up to something funny. I need to train my poker face. By the way, Ichika-chan, who is that? Who are you talking about? Sakura Miya is looking at someone behind Takamine. I follow her gaze. Hello, nice to meet you. A somewhat plain-looking girl offers an awkward greeting. Now there were three. Not wanting our food to get cold, the four of us sit down at a table and begin eating our respective lunches. I see that Takamine got the fried fish special. The girl with her ordered the curry and rice like me. Eating lunch surrounded by girls. Maybe I should use the cafeteria more often. This is Soma Tenri, a first year. She's a new student who'll be starting tomorrow. You can just call me Tenri. I'm Sakura Miya Hiyori, the second year and vice president of the student council. This is Sahara Harumi-kun, also a second year and also on the student council. Nice to meet you, Tenri-chan. Nice to meet you too, Sakura Miya-senpai and Sahara-senpai. Tenri bows courteously. She seems nice, and now that I've gotten a better look at her, I'll have to retract the plain-looking remark. She's damn pretty, with great proportions to boot. Takamine had me too on edge to notice earlier, but she's the kind of girl I'd hit on if I saw her out on the street. And she keeps shooting me these furtive glances. Don't tell me she fell in love with me at first sight. Damn, if I went for Takamine eyeballing me, I'd invite her to join my harem. It's pretty rare to transfer in at this time of year. Well, I've been attending another school, but we suddenly learned that my grandpa is the head of a giant corporation, so I ended up transferring here. Seems like her family situation is rather complex. Since our fathers are friends, I've been entrusted with taking her under my wing as a member of the disciplinary committee. Okay, so, yeah, this is where we're gonna lead off. Well, we're gonna end it for now. I mean, this is a jazz game, so we can probably go with a few more later. I mean, and it hasn't got to the dark shit yet, so this is kind of technically still Grimm's, like, nice, wholesome corner. All this shit's kind of wholesome except for the lewd, dirty thoughts she's thinking about behind their backs. But other than that, yeah, we can continue with this one. But you guys didn't really jump up. You know, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna look at the Yamazomi Revenger stats. And if you guys are hitting that and that shit's got some high marks, then I'll bring that one back and maybe we'll go to this one. But I got so many. So I really don't know what you guys want and what you guys don't want when it comes to Aerogate. AVN, I got a lot of them too, but we pretty much know what our schedule is there. So Aerogate, you know, I already know that, you know, the obviously the Great Deceiver and the nurses and all that stuff, they do really good. People seem to like those. So we'll continue with those. But as for this kind of stuff, we don't know. It's more of a preview thing. You guys definitely love Dead Days, so I want to bring it back for sure. But right now, we're going to go ahead and just take a break. Remember, Yamazomi Liberator is available on Steam and Jast USA. Steam will require the patch, Jast USA won't. So go ahead and pick it up, guys. It's a little expensive because it is an RPG. Yeah, like, it's a literal RPG where you do battles and stuff. Seriously, go watch the Steam trailers and shit, you'll see. But there's a lot of VN stuff in the very beginning. It's like the long intro for Persona 4, if anybody remembers what I'm talking about. Or maybe the long intro for P5. I remember there was kind of a long intro for that, too. But alright, guys, this is the Grimlord, and we will see you guys next time with more great hentai and erogay games on Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy. We'll see you next time. I'm out.